Screams and terrified cawing from outside saved the vixen having to answer awkward questions.
Lord, listen, something strange is happening outside,
she cried. The warlord peered outside, taking care to stay away from the cave entrance.
Well, it'll be dawn soon, then we'll find out.
The agonised, choking cry of a horde beast rang out, causing Swart and the vixen to start. Nightshade slunk to the rear of the cave, avoiding Swart's glare. He shook a male paw at her threateningly, snarling.
By rights, I should send you out there, you cringing cur. Sometimes I think you're more trouble than you're worth.
After a while, it went quiet outside, and all that could be heard was the odd moan of vermin, who were obviously wounded. Dawn arrived grey and patched with lowering clouds. A fine drizzle caused the gorge to glisten wetly. Swart poked his head out of the cave to see half a dozen foxes come splashing through the stream shallows toward him. The leader was a large, tough-looking vixen, and like the others of her escort, she carried a bolas, four-thonged, with rounded pebbles fastened to its ends. The warlord tried to hide his surprise when the vixen spoke, for her tongue was a bright purple, unlike any he had seen.
Be ye the leader of this motley array,
she barked. Swart could see horde beasts peeping cautiously from the other caves and scrambling down the gorge sides. His quick eyes took in the number of slain vermin draped over the rocks. More foxes, maybe 50, were collecting dead crows and heaping them in a pile. The ferret drew his sword and put on a bold face, saying,
I'm Swart Sixclaw, warlord of all this horde. I see you've slain some of my soldiers. Why?
The vixen spun her bolas idly, clacking the big pebbles together rhythmically.
Folly and fie, 'twas a mishap. Did I not rid ye of the crows?
Looking up, Swart had to agree. There was no sign of a crow flying anywhere about. He saw a young fox plucking feathers from the carcass of Krakulat to decorate his brush with.
Aye, the crows are gone, sure enough,
he said.
What do they call you, friend? Never mind the few of mine you slew. Those crows were becoming bothersome.
The fox's purple tongue showed vividly as she answered.
I am Shang Damson Tongue, and this is my gorge. Ye may stop a while, Swart Sixclaw.
Shang's eyes glistened covetously as she watched Swart's sword.
Ye have many fine metal weapons,
she continued.
Thy beasts carry spears and good daggers. I see shields too, much metal.
Immediately, Swart was on his guard, though he took it as an advantage that the foxes seemed only to be armed with the primitive stone and thong bolasses. Obviously, metal arms are considered precious by the foxes of the gorge. Swart sheathed his sword, the beginnings of a crafty plan forming in his mind.